From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Now that the acquisition is complete, leaders of both Syngenta and its new parent company, ChemChina, have a plan to make important changes as they advance their joint strategies while keeping many things the same. Syngenta Vice Chairman Michel Damare says the transaction differs from others because it's not a merger but a change of ownership. As the global leader in crop protection products, Syngenta had $12.8 billion in sales last year. Ryan Zinke told an audience of hundreds gathered for the Western Governors Association annual summer meetings that a big part of his new job as Secretary of the Interior in the Trump administration is to restore the public's trust in his agency. As an example, the Montana native cited an oil company's $3 billion purchase of an oil lease off Alaska's North Shore that was later told by Fish and Wildlife it had to move its rig 15 miles to what turned out to be an unproductive site. Ag producers and anti-hunger groups have common reasons to support federal food assistance programs from a tax, in addition to the belief they help attract votes to enact farm bills. That's the view of an ag economist and two food program advocates, making the case that the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program increased the size of the market for American farm production. Together, they offered a rationale to counter efforts to cut spending to help offset tax cuts and argued against reductions reported to be included in the emerging House Republican budget. And that's your agribusiness update. I'm Bob Larson with the Ag Information Network of the West.